Hello again, and welcome to the KWCA podcast. I'm Patrick Kelly, and on today's program, we are honoring 2021 NAI Senior Wrestler of the Year, Colby Johnson. Before we get to Colby, we'll get a few comments from his college coach, Cody Garcia. Coach Garcia will be entering his seventh season at the helm of the Baker Wrestling Program during the 2020-21-22 season. Prior to that, he served as an assistant at Bethany College for 3 years. Garcia finished his college career at the University of Nebraska at Omaha as one of the most decorated wrestlers in that program's storied history. He was a two-time NCAA Division II national champion and four-time All-American. He was part of three NCAA championship teams while competing for the Mavericks. Prior to college, Garcia was a three-time state champion and four-time finalist for his father at Hutchinson High School. With us on the line is Cody Garcia, head coach at Baker University. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pat. I appreciate what you do for the sport, the state. It's awesome to see the growth that's going on, and I think just having more avenues and to create some of that interest is an exciting thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So you were part of very successful programs while in high school and at Hutch and in college at UNO. What have you taken from those experiences and applied them to your role at Baker?
Well, I think, you know, I look at two mentors that I had, my dad and Coach Denny, and I think service, right? Being able to serve the group and make sure that you're giving them every opportunity to strive for greatness. I think, you know, that's something that both of them did well, right? I you know, look at them as empowering me to be successful. So how you do that, right? I think each kid's a little different and each experience is different, but if you can create that passion and that purpose and a vision for what that looks like, I think that goes a long ways. And again, you know, from a coaching standpoint, a leadership standpoint, a lot of that just comes down to giving them opportunities and you know, believing in them to say, hey, this is something that you can do and this is what you got to do to chase it down. And having a lot of ownership in that journey is a big part of it too. And I think I look at, you know, both of them as guys that maybe, you know, weren't going to yell at you, weren't going to, you know, try to motivate you in that way, but inspire you by their work ethic and their ability to bring out the best in people.
Talk a little bit about the recruiting process. You have a large roster with a strong presence of Kansas wrestlers, but the list is also peppered with student athletes from across the country. Talk about how you go about recruiting and what you look for in recruits that makes you feel that they will be a good fit at Baker.
Well, I think you look at the landscape of college wrestling right now. You know, they're added so many programs. So it did get a little saturated, but I think that's a good thing. You know, at first it was a little more challenging to say what we had, like 16, 17 programs in the state of Kansas.
I believe 17, yeah.
And maybe not the, you know, desire to fill those rosters in state right away. I mean, I think that was kind of a challenge, just keeping that rooms competitive, you know, not having too much disparity as far as talent. That became a little bit challenging, but at the same time, right, the more we grow the programs in the state, I think that allows us to have those kids go back and make impacts in communities around the state. Then that depth and talent, I think we'll be able to create those numbers down the road that it can be a sufficient amount of kids from in-state if that's your desire. But also at the same time, I think as you're growing the program, to be able to bring in kids from other states and different fields and different, you know, styles, right? Those are things you want to do too, just to make your program more well-rounded. So you look at, you know, we've had some success bringing some kids from Missouri over now, but also, you know, we got the California, the Texas, some different areas of the country that has been good. And if you do a good job with your program, you know, I truly believe your wrestlers become your best recruiters. And, you know, I felt like that, you know, going back to UNO, right, Coach gave us a lot of ownership and helping with the recruiting and building our brand. And, you know, if you got guys that are passionate about their brand, they're going to go out and represent in a positive way. And then all of a sudden, recruiting gets a lot easier for you as a coach.
The focus of today's program is the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association 2021 Senior Wrestler of the Year for NAI, Colby Johnson. He really seems to fit the mold of a successful wrestler and student from the high school ranks that went on to similar success at the college level. In your mind, how was Colby able to make that adjustment to the college game and reach a high level of success while maintaining high standards in the classroom?
You know, the funny thing with Colby, I remember, and I've talked to his dad about this and him a little bit, on his recruiting visit, he was coming down here and, you know, just kind of, I think, came on a visit to appease some of the requests, right? My request to get him down here, and I think, you know, his parents and coaches, and But I, in his mind, he's traveling down here like, oh, I'm going to see this place, but I don't plan on going to Baker, you know, just because it's Baldwin City, right? It's the place that he competed against in high school, and you know, you have those associations. And I think going back to your question as far as, you know, bringing in local kids, right? I think that's, you know, once he got on this campus, man, he could see that this is a great place to be. I think it aligned well with his vision. I think, you know, the things that I'm passionate about were things that he was passionate about, and academically, right? I think it aligned well with his strengths. You know, Baker is challenging academically, but he's a great student. He's a great student, and you know, that's why we're having this conversation, because he was going to take care of business on that side of things, and you know, create opportunities for himself down the road. Like I said, before he was even graduated, he already had a job. So, you know, those are things you want to see guys make the most of the opportunity and experience, and he did a great job with that.
Right. So you've now been around for about two cycles of recruits. What is it like for you to follow a kid like Colby that you recruited out of high school and saw all the way through his entire college career at Baker? You know, what's it like to see that development and then, you know, hope that they'll stay with the program as an alum?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome to see one. Again, that's kind of the, you know, the strength of being able to recruit local kids. When you got kids that live within 90 miles from here, like probably 60-70% of our roster, they're going to be a little more immersed in what we're doing here. And I think even though he's going a little further away here for his first job, I think this area is something that, you know, he feels strongly about, and I think he'll hopefully get an opportunity to be close here and make an impact in the wrestling world, but also stay involved with Baker Wrestling. You know, those 4 years, they go quick, but I think they're pretty impactful 4 years. I know my college career was, you know, a lot of groundwork and fabric of who I am, right? So I think that's, you know, something that he's going to be able to hold on to and continue to stay involved. He's got a handful of teammates, right? When you go 4 years, right, you get a group of guys that you know, that spans basically 7-8 years. Because when you're a freshman, you got juniors and seniors that you're with that you get to know. And then, you know, he graduates this year, but he had an impact on some freshmen that he's going to want to follow up, you know, the next 3 years and see how they do. And I think that's a cool thing to kind of watch that process. And that's what makes you so invested in your college experience and your program, because it's all about making connections and caring about people. And you know, again, spending this year with these guys, especially a unique year like this year was, he's gonna be wanting to check in on those guys for the next 3 to 4 years.
So when you think of Colby, what comes to mind in terms of what he contributed to the program and what you will miss most as he moves on?
You know, Colby did a great job of just taking care of business. You know, I think you look at, again, we're talking about him specifically today because his GPA, you know, you got a guy that, you know, kept a GPA. I believe he's, you know, above a 3.4, 3.5, especially, you know, that first year is always kind of a challenge. And then, man, since his probably sophomore, junior year, I think he's been above a 3.7 every semester to keep his cumulative above a 3.5, I think, by the end. So just kind of that consistency, right? I think he's done a great job of that. And his ability to rebound through some resilience or some adversity. I mean, he was pretty resilient in the fact that, you know, his last two seasons, you know, one, an elbow injury took him out for basically the whole year. And he still, you know, came back and was a blood round guy and wrestled kind of a tough, controversial match in that matchup. But, man, he can compete with anybody in the country when he's wrestling at a high level. And then this year, same thing. You know, he only had a handful of matches just with some, you know, COVID implications and different things that we had to deal with. But even through all that, you know, he showed up, put in the work, did what was asked of him. And I think that's kind of what you hope for when you're talking about guys that take care of things. Because you can't, you know, compartmentalize this lifestyle, right? Like if you're all in wrestling and not all in academics, it's going to show up. It's going to catch up to you. And he did a great job of balancing those things. And two, you know, you look at him, he wrestled 49 and 57 and 65. Hopefully, you know, he's a guy that some of those younger guys can look to and say, hey, if I just keep putting in the work, right, I don't have to worry about cutting weight. I want to be at my best. And if it means I got to go lift a little more, you know, put a little more extra work in, then that's okay. Right. And I think that's kind of a thing that we've tried to push a little more, is not cutting as much weight. And like I said, him going from 49 to 57 to 65, but also filling those weights out and doing a good job of kind of building his body, you know, to be competitive still as he climbed the ladder. I think those are things that, you know, you like to see out of a guy. And now I think is an impact that hopefully other guys will catch on to.
Before we sign off, give us a little early here preview of the 2021-22 season.
Yeah, we're in an awesome place. I'm excited about, you know, one, just getting back to opens again. You know, I think opens from a developmental standpoint are such a crucial component of college wrestling. Obviously, duels, you know, are really important when it comes to building programs and building a fan base and kind of probably the lifeline of our sport if we want to be true ambassadors of it. But, you know, as a coach, you're kind of split because, you know, my true passion is development, right? Uh-huh. And I think development comes with creating opportunities to get better. And I think opens do that in a lot of ways. I think it builds a little more cohesion within your team. You got 40 guys showing up to the same event, you know, and those young guys get to watch those older guys have success and buy in and kind of give some validity and credibility to what we're doing. And I think that's an important thing, but just kind of to build that team chemistry is a big part of having a good culture. And I think opens allow us to do that. So I'm excited for to have opens again. I'm excited about just, you know, being able to train and focus on the right things. And you know, I hope our goal as a coaching staff this year was to minimize some of those concerns, right? That we kind of put that on our shoulders. So the kids could kind of just focus on, hey, this is, you just show up, you train, you do what's asked of you, and we're going to give you, you know, every opportunity to compete at a high level, but also not be overwhelmed by all these other things going on. We'll take care of all that stuff. You just focus on being at your best. So hopefully it'll kind of allows us to be able to focus on enjoying things a little more too, instead of worrying about, you know, all these other outside factors that maybe could derail the season.
I can't remember. Are Nationals back in Park City this year, or do they move
we
on
are.
This year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll be back for, I think, at least one more year, which is an exciting thing to see. And I think I'm excited just to have fans back in seats. And hopefully that's something that the state is eager to have again, is opportunities to watch college wrestling.
All right. Well, so we're speaking with Baker University head coach Cody Garcia as we honor 2021 KWCA NAIA Senior Wrestler of the Year, Colby Johnson. Coach, we appreciate you carving out time to come on today. All the best to you, your family, and the Baker program.
Hey, thank you, Coach.
So under the leadership of Cody Garcia, Baker University has become a competitive program on the national level. The Wildcats maintain a healthy roster size, bring home a handful of All-Americans from the NAIA National Tournament each year, and get it done in the classroom as well. 2017 Burlington High School graduate Colby Johnson has been a standout for the program since his arrival on campus. He graduated this spring with academic as well as credentials on the mat that included 4 trips to the NAIA National Tournament. For his efforts, the KWCA has named Johnson its 2021 NAIA Senior Wrestler of the Year. With us on the line is Colby Johnson. Colby, welcome to the program.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, well, you had an outstanding career at Burlington High School under Coach Doug Vanderlinden and your father, Tim. You were a 4-time state medalist. 2 of those finishes included state titles and a 5th place showing your freshman year and a bronze medal during your sophomore season before the title runs your final 2. When did you know that you wanted to continue to compete in college?
After my freshman year, I would say I had a disappointing state tournament. Didn't end up how I wanted it to, and that's kind of when I made that decision that I would be year round and I would hone my skills for this sport, and it went well for me. I really committed to it and put in the time. So at the end of my high school career, I still wasn't satisfied. I still thought that there was more for me with this sport. So that's kind of when I made the decision that I was going to start looking around and try to take this to the next level.
And did you, you mentioned that you were year-round, you decided to commit to year-round after that freshman year. Did you have to forego other sports at that point, or did you continue to participate in other sports as well?
Yeah, I did. I continued to play football, but it, like with football camps in the summer and wrestling camps in the summer, when it came down to it, if I had to choose, I was getting more mat time than I was on the football field.
So you get to Baker University, and from the outside looking in, you had immediate success that lasted the duration of your career. From your perspective, what was the high school to college transition like, and what did you find most difficult about it?
For me, I would say I didn't have to scramble very much in high school. So scrambling was a big deal, and just the overall hand fight for me. I didn't ha I mean I stayed out front a little more in high school, and found ways to score without having to get in there and really like grind in ties. And in college I couldn't do that. So I really had to figure out my hand fight and hone that. And Gar worked with me really well as soon as I got in there. He took the time to stop and show me little things that I could do that were for me and my style, and just show me little finishes and stuff when I made shots my own off of what he showed me. He would stop and get me finishes that worked for me, and from that point it was just get in with those older guys and start scrapping. I would say the physicality of it was one, but I mean, rise to the occasion, just like Gar says. That's pretty much what I did, just put in the time and get my feet under me in that room.
From a technical and tactical point of view, you mentioned the hand fight, you mentioned the scrambling, but it's always just it's so impressive to me when I have a season of watching mostly high school wrestling and then able to watch, and it's usually pretty high level college wrestling, on TV and whatnot, and sometimes in person. But what's so impressive to me is the edge work. How was that transition? To learn how to wrestle on the edge of the mat, and that's just such an essential part of college wrestling.
Right. The first tournament and duel, I think, I got a stalling put on me, and I just kind of turned, looked around. I was like, man, this really is college wrestling. Like, you really cannot keep stepping back. But for the most part, it wasn't that hard for me just because I had been such an offensive wrestler, and that's my style, that I'm attacking more than he is. I mean, if I'm shooting, he's not, type thing. So that's kind of how I've been all through high school into college, and took that in there. So the out of bounds thing, I kind of went to my advantage. I kind of put people on the out of bounds and can make them feel a little bit of pressure that they got to circle in, push back on me. So I'd say it worked to my advantage, but with my style, it worked out.
Talk a little bit about weight classes. So you started in high school at 26 as a freshman, and then went up one weight class every year till your senior year, and then you get to college and you start at was it 41 or 49, and you end up at 65 this year. So kind of talk about how that all evolved.
Yeah, so in high school, I was just a little guy. I think I came in my freshman year weighing 133, less than 135, I think. So that 126 wasn't that hard at all. And then from there, I just kind of gave myself a little growing room every year. I had gained a bunch from freshman to sophomore year. So my sophomore year, when I went to 32, I was coming down a bit to get to 32, and I didn't really see the need for it after that season. Because I did not like cutting that weight. So my junior and senior year, I didn't really cut weight. That was just kind of I weighed maybe 2 or 3 pounds over those weight classes, over 38 and 45, and just really watched it the day before, and it was no big deal. I didn't see the need to cut. So it was easy. It made that I could focus on wrestling and not on cutting the weight. So then when I get to college, 45 wasn't that hard for me. So I think Gar and I had discussed that I was going to try to go 41. And then from coming weighing about, I don't know, between 48 and 50, I came into season weighing like 161. 162 maybe that freshman year. And once I just got into my like wrestling body back, I still wasn't down very far. I was 56, 57 in there. So 49 kind of went out of the picture on that because I was still really skinny. So we bumped me to 49. I was small there. The next season when I went back to 49, I was pulling a bit, but that, I was right. Like that was about my size. I was pretty good there, relatively speaking to opponents. And then I kind of found the weight room a little bit between sophomore and junior year, so that made me bump to 57. There was no way I was coming back to 49 off that. And then I've just kind of stayed in the weight room a lot since then. And I came into this year weighing about 180.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so there was, we had talked about 57 again, and I just, Gar and I kind of had a discussion. We had to see where, like, the weight came off and everything when we got into our conditioning and practices every day and not 3 or 4 times a week type setting. And my body fat stayed about the same level as it did when I was at 57, and I'd gained that weight, so there wasn't really coming back down to 57, so we bumped it again. Isaiah wanted to bump to 74 anyway, so it just kind of worked out for our lineup too that I could take 65 and he bumped 74.
I
We
see.
both just go up.
Well, that explains. I didn't know if it was strictly a lineup thing, but it sounds like really the impetus was more of a just your growth. Interesting. Interesting. So as you reflect on your college career, what are you most proud of?
I would say my growth as a wrestler, my technical abilities, and my grit. I would say the grit that I got in college, my freshman and sophomore year, it was a change for me getting beat up a little bit there in the beginning when I wasn't used to it from high school, but adjusted, I mean, rise of the occasion. And I found some grit in another level that I didn't have in high school or anything like that, in a mindset that I didn't have in high school. So I would say that I'm most proud of the level I jumped and how I grew mindset and physically over these past 4 years.
So your coach Cody Garcia had a storied high school career, followed by an even more impressive run in the NCAA Division II college ranks. He got his feet wet on the college coaching scene, actually at UNO, but then as an assistant at Bethany College for 3 years, I believe it was, before taking over the Baker program 7 years ago. First, talk about your decision to sign with Baker, and then talk about Coach Garcia's impact on your career.
So my original place where I thought I was going, I took a visit to Fort Hays, and I liked it there. I liked my visit there. It was okay, and I thought that was the place for me. And my dad had been talking to people. I had been talking to people, and we were getting told to go up there and have a visit with Cody Garcia. And I knew of Cody and everything, but I never really talked to him. So I got in touch with them, hit him up. We set up a visit, and I went up to Baker there my junior year, and my junior year, and talked and met with Gar. And after about 2 hours on the Baker campus and with and talking to Gar, that was it. I was sold. I was in. I knew he was the right person, the right coach for me, that was going to take me to that level that I wanted to be. And he didn't even, I mean, like you listed his accomplishments and his impressive resume, and he didn't have to tell me that. No one had to tell me that. I didn't know all that stuff going there. The way he talked, and what he talked about with me and where this program was going and where he could take me, that sold me. And I was in.
So you not only finished with honors on the mat, but also as an academic All-American. How difficult was it to balance the academics while competing in the rugged Heart of America Conference and taking on the daily grind of practice?
There's a little bit of strategy to it, I would say. it's all about balance and compartmentalizing, I guess. Gar preaches it as well. You got to make time for the things that are important. And I mean, I'm not there. I wasn't there just to be an athlete. I was there to be a student athlete. And that's what Gar preaches first too. So I mean, if I'm gonna, you got to have all your ducks in a row. So you can't. My thing is, I can't just be all in wrestling and then and just let all my grades slip and fall on the back end here. You gotta have everything in line, I would say. So, in the practice room, work your tail off in there, but you gotta work your tail off in the classroom to make sure those things align. So when you get on that competition mat, you don't have other things weighing you down, is what I would say. And I hold myself to a high standard as well. And that's product of how I was raised and how I was brought up by my parents, I would say. And just like looking at who I've had around me, I want to be successful in whatever I do, I would say.
So you graduated this spring. What's next for you? You're currently out in the world of work. Are you going to do grad school? Just what's on your horizon?
Yep, just graduated. I am currently preparing for a move to Jefferson City, Missouri, where I have accepted a position in lending at Farm Credit Services Financial in Jefferson City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. And what I imagine, do you have a finance degree or some kind of a business degree? Is that in line
Yes,
with what
sir.
you?
I
Okay.
had a finance degree and a management degree.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like you're really fit for the position that you're going to be taking then.
Yes, sir.
So,
I'm excited.
okay, great, good. So what are your future plans in regards to the sport of wrestling? Do you plan on being involved in coaching at some level? Just following it from afar, what are your immediate plans as you look to the sport of wrestling?
I would really like to get back around the Kansas area at some point in my career and get into coaching. That's what I would like to do, yes.
Okay, and then what about Baker University? You plan on going up for alumni functions or catch a duel here and there. Just how involved do you think you'll be with the Baker program going forward?
I'll continue to be very involved with that. Not just for me going back to relive it and be an alum, but to support my teammates that I've been through it with. And also, we have Brett Bober, who is there at 197 now from Burlington. He's a Burlington grad. He's a national qualifier last year. And my little brother, Cale Johnson, also graduated here from Burlington, is going to be a sophomore or a redshirt freshman, I would say, with the COVID stuff, next year at Baker too. And Baker also signed a graduated senior by the name of Damon Hoback this year. So there's three fellow Burlington wrestlers there that I'll be going back to have to keep an eye on, especially little brother, but also to see my old teammates. Yep, show some support.
We've been visiting with 2021 NAIA Senior Wrestler of the Year, Colby Johnson. Colby, thanks for taking the time to jump on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's not too early to flip the calendar to October to block out Friday, October 8th, and Saturday, October 9th for the 2021 Fitz-Nor Fall Clinic. Knock out your rules meeting, learn some new techniques and training methods, socialize and network with coaches and colleagues from across the state, and give your voice to a cause that may lead to improving this sport in the Sunflower State. When registration opens, there will be an electronic payment option available as well as snail mail. Hope to see you in Salina in October. This has been Patrick Kelly bringing you the KWCA podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.